Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 27, Cream, Sugar, or Blood?
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Shades of Black Flame.
Hey, I'm Anvil.
And we've got a lot on our plate today, don't we?
I don't have a plate.
A bowl.
Okay, thank you.
Dude, I'm not supposed to tell people about my bowl.
I already finished it, goddammit.
Oh, well, I got some here.
Oh, okay, thank you.
No. Anyways, we just got back from seeing another movie called Daybreakers.
Fucking good movie.
Suck.
Oh, you're just pissed that the main character's name is Edward.
Hey, listen. You know, Twilight and all that stuff, their main character is Edward. I can't like a movie with...
You know what? If the movie didn't have the whole concept of Edward or otherwise Twilight with the name Edward, you would have been fine with it.
I think Ethan Hawke actually sparkled in the movie.
No, he didn't.
I think he did.
What is your fixation with sparkles?
Sparkling vampires? No.
Go play with glitter and get over it.
Do you have a sparkle fetish or something?
Ew!
Yes, he does. He does. He goes to the fucking...
Arts and crafts store, pouring it all over himself. It's like, oh!
Do not check my bathtub!
That now
is okay,
low.
Okay. Before my mental barriers break down, I start imagining that. Let's get back to the review.
Look, I'm going to tell the truth. I own a stock in Elmer's glue and glitter. I rub it all...
Okay.
Roll in the bathtub.
So, awesome movie. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
Subtle hint.
I was kind of expecting going in to see Daybreakers as kind of mediocre or just a couple points below mediocre. This was a pretty damn good movie.
Yeah, they did a pretty good setup on how... Who was it again? The Sprague brothers? Or what? How did you say their
name?
Springer.
I have no idea how to pronounce
the Rigor Morris brothers?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you got all these friggin' brothers. It's like Wachowski brothers, and you know, just go fucking down the line. It's kind of ridiculous. But, yeah, these guys, they actually did a pretty good job. Ethan Hawke did a good job. Usually, he hasn't been in, like, really any good movies. Like, I mean, he's been in one of the greatest movies, Training Day.
Yeah.
He also did Assault on Precinct 13, which
exactly.
I thought was good.
I liked that movie, too. He did a good job in that one.
That was a great movie.
He was also in the Before Sunrise and Before Sunset, which was directed by Richard Linklater, the guy who went on to do Bastard Nation, School of Rock, and a bunch of other really good movies.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, with this, Ethan Hawke, you know, he did a great job with his acting. And, do you want to give anybody else want to give the basis, or do you want me to give the basis of the story?
If I may,
yeah, okay,
since
go ahead.
I don't talk
okay.
too much anymore.
Who are you?
Shut up, bitch.
Yes, tu madre.
So the basic premise is the majority of mankind has become vampires. The remaining humans were originally given a choice: turn, or else. Or else, meaning if you choose not to turn, you will be captured and farmed for blood. The movie begins where almost everyone is a vampire, and the human supply is running out. There's blood rationing, it has to take effect. The farm is dwindling, and people are getting desperate. While all this is going on, a team of scientists, including the main character, is working on a blood substitute, a synthetic, so that you could have a theoretically infinite amount so long as there's a money flow. Yeah. However, there's a renegade group, which I can tell you this because the commercials kind of spewed it out. There's a renegade group of humans trying to create a cure as opposed to
a substitute.
So, main character, who from the beginning you can tell he's really not happy with being a vampire, gets sucked into trying to find a cure.
Because basically his brother, too, was the reason why he's a vampire. His brother tricked him somehow.
Yeah, they never really infiltrated.
Well, they kind of did. I kind of don't want to say it because
I found that
was a really interesting thing that I don't want to totally blurt on here. Mm-hmm. But if you read between the lines, you can tell exactly what happened.
Wait, how can they read between the lines?
I'm going to smack you. This is audio.
Read between the lines while watching the movie.
No. If you read between the lines while watching the movie.
Do you feel like there's kind of like an interlink with the story of how like blood and oil? I mean, I was talking.
Blood for oil. While watching this movie, I couldn't help but think of another movie, a post-apocalyptic movie called Tooth and Nail.
Tooth and Nail.
Where that world was ravaged by the quote-unquote apocalypse was there was no more oil.
Yeah.
Crude oil completely ran out, all the reserves dried up, and it was humanity fighting to stay alive in a world that we haven't been used to for a few thousand years. Or at least, you know, a few hundred years. But might as well be a millennia for all the humans remember. Yeah. So, this isn't quite post-apocalyptic. This is on the cusp of. This is society trying to survive an apocalypse that's imminent. It's a really good movie, in my opinion. I'd give it two thumbs way up. I was completely enthralled. I very much felt for a lot of the characters. I don't jump much during movies. I jumped at a couple of points.
Especially in the beginning. You're just like,
well, yeah. Not even.
Well, the whole concept that this originally started as an infection because of a bat. But,
yeah.
I mean, that was like the little part of the thing that kind of gave
kind of like with Zombieland. Mad cow makes mad cow disease.
Yeah.
Makes mad cow burger, makes mad people disease.
Yeah. But with this whole setup, how they went into, you know, the actual movie, they, you know, it kind of starts off in kind of a sucky situation where a girl writes a fucking note and, you know, she offs herself.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
By going into the sun.
Yes.
Vampiric suicide. Wait for the sun to come.
What it was is it was in the sense that she was tired of being at the age that she was. She's never going to, like, really grow up or never age because of
that. I suspect she saw not only that she wasn't ever going to change, but nothing was going to change.
Yes, exactly.
Because I was reading more than just the highlighted lines of her note, which, disturbingly enough, she actually wrote a full note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just nothing is changing. Everything will be the same. And it's, you know, true for her, it's true for society.
And she can't live in a world that doesn't progress.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's the problem. The beauty of vampirism that draws so many people to the ideal is immortality, being forever young, forever beautiful, whatever.
Yeah.
But the curse is never changing.
Correct.
When you don't have death as a threat, what is your purpose to change? When there is no disease, when there is no problem, what is society's encouragement to progress? If you can live forever, what does it matter about anything?
So now, but that's the whole thing. It's like, are they really immortal? Because the fact is that they need the blood in order to be immortal.
Their immortality is age-based.
Yeah.
So long as they are properly nourished, we'll say.
Yeah.
They will never die of old age. They will never grow old. Once they run out of blood, they rapidly deteriorate. If they can get sufficient amounts of blood, they will rejuvenate again.
So if they get more blood, if they're they'll be fine. Even if they're like at that stage where that vampire broke in.
When they become bat-like creatures, we don't know. It might be too late for them.
Yeah,
or they might just need a ton of blood.
That's what I was thinking. Because if that's what they become if they don't drink enough blood, is it going to be too late for them?
Right. And the question becomes, is it too late? Is it too late to save him based on what they would need? You know, financial balance?
Because they did show the, they were doing that test on the death row inmate, and they were saying that after 4 weeks, the guy, like...
After a month, he looked like he was a 90-year-old.
You know,
and he looked like he basically starved to death. They starved to death.
And that's exactly what it looks like.
You know, that was wicked funny, because I've seen, like, the pictures, saying that I've done criminal justice, like, I've seen... You know, the crystal meth addicts, you know, pictures where, like, they show the person from before when they've gotten caught, and then, like, they show them, like, 5 years down the road if they've survived that long.
Yeah.
And they're just, they look like shit.
The hair's gone, the teeth are gone.
Yeah, their teeth are fucking falling out, and this guy was just fucked up.
If you stop and look at it, there's a lot of potential subtext in this movie. There's crude oil, because... You know, when the humanity will run out with your last drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That
that very much is potential for crude oil.
Yeah,
it's
greed.
Also, as you're saying, as you even brought up the drug side of things.
Yes.
It's basically they're all on drugs.
Yeah.
They're hopped up on blood. When the blood starts not being there as much, they get violent, just like a drug addict who's got his drug of choice in front of him, but is being told, no, you can't have it, you don't have the money.
Yeah.
It's like going through withdrawal, too.
They're going through withdrawals, anger, violence.
It's a reverse drug, if you think about it, because they're going through withdrawals because they don't have it, and they need it to survive, whereas with, like, drugs, it's
Awesome. There are a lot of drugs that...
That when you come out of them, that
you become so dependent. You've become so dependent that you, for all intents and purposes, need it to survive, especially in your own mind. I mean, with my current condition, if it's as bad as the doctors think, I might be on some drugs that, without it, I am fucked. And God only knows what kind of side effects those are going to have, especially if, for whatever reason, I ever run out.
Right, your penis may fall off.
No. I'd hope not. Let's not joke about that.
But no, and then there's also greed, which, you know...
Yeah. That wasn't a subtext. That was a supertext.
Well, yeah. But, we're going to keep raising the price of blood.
But that one was actually more of a financial necessity than greed. But the greed was, well, even if we get
the substitute
blood, there are always going to be people who pay a little extra for the real thing.
And then there was also why do we want to change it back into humans when we could be selling this?
I believe his quote was something to the effect of, we are in the business of repeat customers.
Exactly.
Yeah. It made me think of, like, there's this drug in Europe. It's to treat heroin addicts, been proven to work and everything. Within 24 hours, they have no more of the addiction whatsoever.
Nah.
Within the 24 hours, they go.
See, I don't believe in that.
Bunch of hell. No, there's scientific proof, and the FDA won't approve it because there's not a lot of money in it.
It actually can shut down
your organs.
Yeah,
that's one of the main side effects. That's why I don't believe in it.
The other thing that it kind of reminded me of recently was how the fact that we just found a shitload, and I mean a shitload of oil in, like, in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we did. It was in it was on a news thing that I
found. Sorry, I work nights, so I don't see the news at all.
Just found.
Yes. So, but more or less along the lines is, I went and, you know, got gas today. The prices went up again. I was just like, what the fuck?
I told you to take some acid reducer before you eat that food.
Actually, interesting little side note on that. That's part of our government's going green policy.
Yeah, charge more
for oil and gas so as to try to decrease our dependency on it by making us want to not pay.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, back to the movie real quick, though.
Right.
Well, to me, somebody that we haven't even mentioned at all that I thought did a great job in this movie was Willem Dafoe.
Yes, I was about to mention him.
Well, I mean, just the way he did it. All right.
He had that sly type of manner that you saw in Boondock Saints, mixed with a little bit of compassion from he played Jesus in The Last Temptation of Christ.
I still can't picture him as Jesus.
No.
Actually, I could. No.
I can't.
No, I really can't.
Well, I can't.
He's a great actor.
There's this movie that he just came out with them, dying to see, called Antichrist. They say it's fucked up beyond any repair, but he is just so good in it.
The movie's FUBAR.
Yes. Yeah. Woo! But, yeah, so we already got Shades, you know, thumbs up. How about the Anvil?
Fine.
The King Baby Duck.
Oh, two thumbs up for me. I was very impressed with this movie. I don't know if it's going to open up to sequels or whatever.
I hope not.
So you'd rather have it be just a good standalone movie.
This is an awesome movie. If they make a sequel, I think it is going to suck balls.
Unless the sequel is them trying to, you know, turn everybody back to being human, and somebody does something to try to stop it.
Or otherwise,
that's how the sequel would go.
Otherwise, another virus would come up and start turning some of the people that turn back, or some stupid shit.
Some crossbreed. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I could see it being potentially a good movie sequel if it was a case of, okay, now that we're spreading the cure, because there are people out there who are going to want this, especially the starving ones. Now that we're spreading it, let's try to rebuild society as we know it, since
or
it's going to be completely different now.
You'll have the humans. And then you still have the little bat creature dudes. I mean, that's going to turn, you know, that could be something.
Yeah,
but on my
point... So who knows if they can even turn back to human?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. On my point of view, end thumbs up. Crossbreeds.
Two thumbs up on my point of view. But yeah, the whole main thing is just that if you could see how it was going, like, when, you know, one of the cured got fucking eaten by another person, and then they got eaten by another person, and then it turned in kind of like a big clusterfuck. Yeah, people were ending up dying because of the fact, so they got to figure out a way to distribute it correctly or something like that.
I had issues with that scene.
That was hilarious.
It was hilarious, but from
okay.
we have people singing that one in the theaters.
From a mathematician standpoint, I had so much issues with how that scene ended with three guys alive.
Six.
Yeah, there was about...
Three on one side, three on the other.
Oh, right. I still had major issues with that. There should have been more.
Yeah.
No, because some of them were just ripping body parts off.
Yeah, that was
consuming the blood.
No, they're ripping body parts off and drinking the blood out of it, like, out of a chalice.
Yeah, but you had so many in that room that, you know, if you did the mathematical effect, then there is a chance.
Mathematically, after about three waves, more... Because it's... One guy converted four...
Yeah, but what
four
it is...
Four should convert...
Is if somebody, you know, one person attacked more than one.
Big props to the people who designed, like, all the dummies and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, for this movie.
That was some really brutal and real looking
dummies.
Shit.
I actually thought they were, like, Britney Spears and Paris Hilton's friends.
they're skinny enough.
And dumb enough.
So you still haven't given it your
review. Yeah, come on.
Two thumbs down.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you. You know what? At least you could give it a middle finger.
Not even worth it.
Oh, wow. What?
Fuck
just
you.
Because of the,
just because of Eddie.
Just because of the Edward name.
If I have to take the... If we remove the name Edward, two thumbs up.
Okay.
Good. So name Edward, two thumbs down, piss on him.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking about two thumbs down, piss on
him. What if the Edward in this movie went and killed the Edward in Twilight?
Okay, you know what?
I buy him a beer.
let me just save you all a bunch of reading. Buffy staked Edward Cullen's The End.
Yes. There you go.
Okay.
Ooh,
Edward Buffy? Cullen is yeah, not a real no, character and he will never love you.
Wow.
What?
Edward Cullen is a fictional character and will never love you. Get the fuck over it.
Yes.
You just killed like 500 women. They all just commit suicide because of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
you're
it's
welcome.
A good day.
Good day to
some
die.
Some of them were hot. And had giant boobies.
Oh, fuck them.
Fuck that.
And now they're dead floating in water by their boobs.
Life flotation devices. So what? All right, on to the next movie that Anvil and I actually watched.
The Marine 2. No. Was it as bad as SEAL Team 6?
No, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't as bad as that, but it was pretty bad. It was, you know, it wasn't what I was expecting in the other sense. Like, I thought they were going to put a hell of a lot more into this movie.
Yeah.
Like... You had, like, Tim DiBiase or something
yeah,
like
the
that.
Yeah, of the original.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. That's who I was trying to figure out who
the Million
fuck
Dollar
was.
Man.
Yes. That's who I was trying to fucking figure out who it was. But more or less along the lines of this one, he was. I think John Cena played the better part on the Marine, on the first Marine.
Truth be told, I wasn't really expecting too much. Because it is done by WWE Entertainment.
Yes. You know, they haven't really put out, you know, too many blockbusters, you know.
They tried with 12 rounds.
12 rounds, I enjoyed that.
Actually, 12 rounds was pretty fucking good. I liked that one.
I do.
It was good, but there could have been a lot of things better about it.
Yeah, but it is WWE.
Good point.
And they have their own, like, you know, money constraints.
And John Cena, I think he is a good actor. I'd like to see him in more movies.
Yeah, I would like to see him in more movies. But the whole fact that that with Tim DiBiase's, you know, son in this movie, he did, you know, a fair job. The only thing is I wish that they had a whole setup where they did it, you know, in maybe a stronger fashion. It didn't seem like they put enough money into it or how they recorded things. Like, I mean, when they do the whole first thing, there was the, he goes and takes the sniper shot. And then there's explosions around him, and they were like, where the fuck were the explosions going around? And then finally they showed the guy that was using the grenade launcher.
Yeah, so you were trying to figure out, and then they showed you after.
And,
so,
you know, he was rocking, and, like, that guy was, you know, rocking the fucking World War II gun.
Yeah.
The grease gun. But I could have seen, like, you know, the guy who was rocking the grenade launcher, they could have at least went with a newer grenade launcher.
Not the M203
or otherwise
that was the M279 that he was using.
Yeah, the M279. The old-ass, like, Vietnam version.
They don't even make those anymore. Now it's all the M203 attached to your rifle.
Yeah, or otherwise it's the actual, like, revolver one now. Yeah, I would have liked to have seen him with that.
That would have been awesome, the whole pump action.
Yeah. Or actually, they've actually made it, you know, you pull the trigger, fires, and it goes into the next thing. But, yeah, definitely they need to do, you know, they had to do a better setup with that. The other thing is that there was a lot of characters that were very easy to read.
Like,
too easy to read, more or less.
You could tell who was going to betray who was doing what. And I called that right out.
Yeah, especially when the, you know, politician came into play and he called in, you know, the mercenaries. It was easily stated, yeah, they work for the highest bidder. And you're like, oh, great, somebody got someone in the group and, you know, somebody's going to get paid, blah, blah, blah.
And the
blah,
way,
blah,
you know, the politician was acting, you knew there was something up there.
Yeah, he was too happy and smiley about the fucking situation.
Truth be told, I mean, we're not going to spend too much time on this, so I'm going to give it one thumb up, because, you know, they did put together a halfway decent story. If they put more money into it, it would have been better.
Right? Yeah, I'll give it at least the one thumb up, but a middle finger for the fact of how, like, the story went.
I mean, it's one of those movies that I'll watch again, and I'm not really disappointed about spending my money on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you didn't spend too much either, so.
No. I can't wait for my new movie to come in, which I think is a group we should sit down and watch.
Yeah, we definitely should.
I bought The Hurt Locker.
Good.
Pre-order.
And it comes out the 12th, right?
So they're saying that it's getting a lot of Oscar buzz.
It's going to be shipped out on Tuesday from the place, and I ordered the Gamer.
Great.
Great.
Well, yeah, we've already reviewed the game.
But I'm just saying.
Awesome.
All right, so let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on to some music.
Music!
And music.
We're going to be talking about first a new album release from High and Mighty Color, which is a Japanese rock band, and the album's called Swamp Man. Now, this is the first album with the new female vocalist that goes by the name of Halka, and the reason why there's a new female vocalist is because the previous singer, Maki, left because she got married and she wanted to help raise a family.
Yeah, so that whole setup with that happened, and she went off and went into happily ever after mode or something like that?
Something like that, at least hopefully. Now, High Mighty Color has been featured in TV shows like Bleach, Gundam Seed Destiny, Hero Tales, and one of Shade's favorite shows, Darker Than Black.
Awesome show.
Something Darker Than Black?
When you see the show? Yeah.
Well, Space actually, Black. I met a guy the other day.
No. We're not talking skin color here.
Whoa. No, he was white as hell.
I'll take the racist for 500, please.
He was white! No, he was white. The inside of his truck, the lining was all black with black seats.
Oh, okay. Back
to the music. I played played a couple tracks for these guys over here. I played XYZ, and I believe the other one was Pain that I played. What were your thoughts on this music?
I just cannot get into Japanese music.
I couldn't either.
This stuff is right up my alley. It's really, it sounds good. It's, you know, some of it's really hard rock, metal, whatever. I just cannot get into Japanese music for some reason.
Which is weird, because I know that you listen to other music that's in other languages.
I have yeah, I mean, I love German music. I love music that's in Irish Gaelic or Scots Gaelic. I've got nothing against Russian music. You know, I mean, I just cannot get into Japanese music for some reason.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I was listening to it, I had a felt like the riffs that were in the background were a lot like Kitty.
Mm-hmm. And I felt a little bit of Killswitch Engage, too.
Yes, a little bit of Killswitch Engage, especially seeing that it's on the table. Mm-hmm. but there was one part where they kind of had that rap feeling to it, and it felt either like kind of like an Incubus or a POD or some kind
or
of shit
Linkin
like
Park.
That. Linkin Park, maybe, and I was kind of like, what the fuck? But, yeah, you know, I definitely will give it a thumbs up. But if they could do a music video with some subtitle to it, that English subtitle, I mean.
I could probably find some translations for
it. I could probably watch it and feel a little bit better about it, going, okay, now I understand what the fuck's going on. And maybe in the music video, that would explain a lot more, too, because I'm very, you know, picture-type person where I learn visually more than, you know, reading shit.
Right. And while I was a little bit worried, because I had been following this band a little bit about the new lead singer and everything, and I thought the new girl, Halka, she did a pretty damn good job. I'm not sure if anyone... I don't know.
I wish I could have listened to maybe some of the previous stuff to actually hear the transition, but
right.
I definitely say that this girl, you know, she has a really good singing voice.
She sounds like a Japanese Amy Lee.
I'll give you that one, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And what's good about this album is it's available in America through a website that's helped me out with our radio show, No Borders, No Race, called Japan Files, JapanFiles.com. And what we'll do after this show is over, it's going to be something like a regular thing we're going to start doing, is we're going to play a song after this show is over from this album, so you can listen to it, you can see if it's good enough, and if you like it, you can go on JapanFiles.com and buy it.
Hell yeah.
Alright, so...
And they're representing us on their sites. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Yep, they are representing us.
You represent your site.
Okay.
I had to go straight ahead for a second.
Sure you did.
Let's talk about a female artist. We maybe joked about her a couple times, but we really didn't get to listen to her. Literally. Lady Gaga.
Listen, her being a female artist, she came over to my house, I became her male artist, and you know, we make art. Come on. She's beautiful.
She mean, art all over the wall? No, that's
no, all over my bed.
Oh, that's called manslaughter.
Yeah, it
is. No, that's only if she turned me down.
Now, she just recently released The Fame Monster. She decided to release it as a single album rather than as bonus material for a deluxe version of The Fame, which I think is a good move on our part, because I've gone out, I bought albums before, and then like 3 months later, you say, oh, we're going to release a deluxe edition of the album you just bought 3 months beforehand with brand new tracks and live stuff that you could have been, we were not going to release in the first place, but we're going to go, what the hell?
Yeah, so.
So at least that gives someone a chance to listen to the new stuff without having to rebuy the whole album again.
Poor bastards.
Yeah. Although it is available as a deluxe edition with the Fame Monster and the Fame together if you don't have the Fame to begin with. Now, one song that Anvil was telling you about was Bad Romance.
That's right. I think it's a good song. It's actually one of her most popular, because if you look at Facebook, people have actually started fan sites just for this song.
Oh, yeah. Wait, okay, hold on. So now, was this the video that you showed me last night? Or what was that one? Because that one, I just was
I think I showed you...
I think it was Bad Romance, because I think it was the one where the guy catches on fire. And
yeah, that was Bad Romance. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we listened to Love Game.
I was kind of horrified. I really was.
I'm really horrified to the music last night.
Yeah, just, you know.
I will have to say, a lot of the tracks that she has, it's got some good... like techno-ish beats, club beats.
These are definitely good club mixes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And actually, the people that are taking her songs and kind of turn them into club beats and stuff. Yeah, right. I could do that, but part of me saying like, "What the fuck?" I kind of said like it was, you know, well, when I was talking to the King Baby Duck, when we were coming back from the movie, I was like, "It's kind of like a Britney Spears, but she was carved out of wood."
Whoa!
Yeah,
I think she's better looking.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm sorry,
but she can actually sing too.
guess so.
And her vagina probably doesn't look like it got hit with, you know, Barry Bonds' baseball bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. I do have an issue with one of the songs on the Fame Monster. It's called Speechless. Oh, kind of reminded me. It reminded me too much of a Whitney Houston track, and Whitney Houston just makes me cringe.
Hey, listen, don't say that too loud. Bobby Brown might come over and beat you up while smoking crack.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He'll hear about it, get so mad, and he'll beat up Whitney again.
No. He's not beating Whitney right now because they're watching that, because, you know, the whole children thing with him not paying child support.
Well,
he'll beat you and rob you to pay for his child support.
Oh, that's horrible.
He's been in jail like 100 times over the last year.
And Beyonce even shows up on this album in the song called Telephone.
Really? Telephone's not bad.
I like that song.
I got introduced
to that was her.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio one day and I overheard it. And I wouldn't mind it for my phone having both of them on the other end.
Right.
I take Beyonce over, you know.
You whore!
Shut up! You know you would too.
No, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
But
Beyonce, yes.
I said Beyonce over that, Lady Gaga. No. Come on. Okay, but let's stay on track.
I would give the Fame Monster like a bit of like a half thumb sideways like this, because.
What about the other hand?
So it's like, what, 45
above
degrees?
The table! But...
Okay, it's like this. So, like, 45 degrees, so maybe that just makes one thumb.
Okay.
Yeah. One thumb up. Because there were some good tracks on there, and there were some tracks that really needed to be worked on. And they shouldn't have left the recording studio as they were.
Yeah, you know, maybe they... Well, that's the thing with these kind of setups for the songs. They record what they think is going to be put into the song, and then they go and just, you know...
And car, shit out of it.
They edit... You know, you take a block of ice, you take a fucking chainsaw to it, and that's basically what they do to their songs. And sometimes they fuck up, and they cut a wrong part of their song, and it could just totally delete it altogether. So, yeah, fuck that. Right. You know, they fucked up on some shit.
Cool. So, what do you give it?
Nah, fuck it, I'll give it one thumbs up.
What about you, Mr. Shades?
I didn't like it. I listened to about 2 songs on the album and then made it stop. So, I'm gonna have to give her 2 thumbs down, I'm sorry. Not my thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you screwed a monkey.
Yeah.
I will give it 1 thumb up. The only reason for that one is because,
I don't think I could do the mixes.
Well, just because of how much it is. I mean, if it was just, you know, like a single, you know, you give me Bad Romance... of the smaller ones, but yeah.
Who's the one that was doing the mixes? Because if you got Timberland in there, then it might be a little bit better.
I forget who it was. It isn't that well of a known guy, though.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about, but yeah, he's not really that known either.
Yeah.
See, we don't even know his name. That's how unknown he is.
And he wants to remain unknown now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about the band that, well, Shades brought us. Verb, the adjective noun.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What?
This group was brought to my attention because I'm friends with someone who's friends with the person who started the band,
so,
or something like that.
We're reviewing a band who's a friend of a friend of a friend?
Friend of Tater Tots.
Oh.
I believe it was.
Okay.
That makes me more confident.
Hey, you already listened to the music.
I did?
Go back to your happy place, go drink.
That's why I don't remember it. I was drunk.
Yeah, go back to your happy place.
Thank you, Blue, for that bottle of Jack.
Yep.
You got me through this band.
I'm a fan of this band. But then again, I'm also a fan of a lot of the old school styles of music. I don't know, how would you guys describe it?
It reminded me a lot about this Philadelphia band that called Dr. Dog, that who are really, really, really good. And they do remind me of another band from Japan called Bump of Chicken, who are also pretty damn good. They're one of my favorite bands from over there.
Cool.
They kind of reminded me of the male half of the Mamas and the Papas.
So just the Papas?
Yes.
So the Papas split with the Mamas.
So if they got divorced, like 60% of America.
Yeah.
Yeah, which... I don't care for that part. This is not my kind of music. You know, we review a lot of stuff, but I just didn't like this band.
Fair enough.
I really think, I hate to put it like this, I'd rather, you know, get kicked in the groin. That would have been more enjoyable.
Really?
Wow. You'd rather suffer an injury.
than listen to this band. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a pretty bad.
I'm sorry. So you would rather throw a fight than
Whoa. You won't go that far. Well, boy, ain't throwing no fights here.
Hey, like I said, I'd rather get kicked in the groin. I ain't throw no fight, and don't ask me to dive in a football game either. Alright, here we go. I would rather dive out in front, have the kicker go to kick a field goal, and block the ball with my groin off his foot.
Than listen to I thought band. That was done last time.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I still swear that they're still swollen from that injury.
Yeah.
That's why I'm meeting so many women lately. They think I'm gigantic balls. It's just a swelling.
All right. Enough of their. Yeah.
But no. So I give it one thumb down.
Okay. What are your
from what I was listening to, I'll at least give them the fact of a thumbs up. I'll say that it was very fair. I felt they could have maybe put a little bit more music into it, but it felt kind of folky to me.
Yeah,
like
it was very folky.
Yeah,
sounding, like,
I'm not always into folk. Yeah. I mean, there's certain songs that would just be like that, but this didn't really catch me. But I'll give it a thumbs up. One thumbs up, just to get them through this.
Yeah, because I mean, I know being an Irish guy, I'm usually listening to folk music, but.
But Irish is very different from.
Well, no, other but I'm just saying the folk. Yeah. But what I felt from their music was, it sounded like some people didn't even have the heart fully into it.
Mm.
I don't know if they were, at a point when they were recording this, if maybe there's some turmoil or whatever. But it seemed like there wasn't a ton of heart in it. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt without giving them two thumbs down. I would like, if they did more music, I would listen to it again, and if. They put more, feeling into the songs. I would be willing to change my review and, give them a thumb up. But there's not enough love to it. It's not, like, it feels like they were just there recording music.
Yeah, they need to be able to put a little bit more up.
Exactly. Like, they actually felt, what they were saying. Yeah. And that's, one thing when I listen to music, it's not, this is a good song. I listen to how they say it. And you can tell a lot by a person by how they speak, and just listen to that, it just felt like the heart wasn't there. And
yeah, well, we're not asking the whole setup where we want you to be singing happy about bad things, right?
We're not saying to be happy, just put your heart into it.
Dad, or some stupid shit like
that. Yeah,
it's
like reverse
emo. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's woohoo, my dog died, my wife left me.
Putting your heart into it is not the same as singing happy. You can sing happy with absolutely no heart into it. You can sing the most depressing ballad with all of your heart.
I'm going to put it like this. When you listen to... alright, let's do Enter Sandman by Metallica, because I love that song. I know we all have heard it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alright, you take Lars, the way he played the drums. He was feeling that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The love behind those drums were there. The vocalist, the bassist, the guitarist, they all felt what they were playing.
They were working in unison.
Exactly. Yeah. And they had the passion for the music they were playing. And, with this band, it felt like, maybe somebody wanted to be doing, another kind of music or something, and they just didn't have the passion for this music.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I want to fully explain it, not just come off like the giant asshole that said, hey, you suck.
Well, you are the giant asshole, but we're glad you have a reason.
Well, there's always a reason for me being a giant asshole.
It's the way you were born?
Mm-hmm.
My father was Canadian.
Oh, okay. I mean, I like this band. I'm the one that brought it to everyone's attention, actually, before I even got a chance to listen to it. That said, I only give them one thumbs up.
Yeah.
Because they're good. I think they've got a long way to go before they're up to par with a lot of the stuff we listen to.
Plus, I think they need some better recording equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, but, that could be as simple as they're recording in someone's basement.
Yeah. They don't have it was money pretty fair yet. Considering what we were listening to.
I mean, I like them. They definitely need to put more heart and soul into it.
And if you want to listen to it, they're on MySpace. So what is it?
Verb the adjective now.
Yeah.
So look. Have them as a friend.
Yeah.
You can find them on MySpace. Yeah. Oh yeah, I accept them the other day.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Sorry.
So check them out. They're not a bad band, but I would very much like to see them.
Evolve.
Get better, evolve. And I would not mind, if they continue to put out some more music, and especially if they improve, I would not mind at some later date revisiting them, as well as some of the other bands we've reviewed.
Yeah. I do feel the same. I would, if they put out better music, I'd gladly, want to listen to it. because I hate saying that a band, you know, that I didn't like a band because you're out there trying, you know, you're putting out there, but, you know, that's why you'll never see me give a band two thumbs down.
Right.
Right. But
unless they're really, really horrible.
Yeah.
Even at that, there's always room for improvement.
I don't know. You know, there was one band, if, you know, you guys brought against me, I would give them two thumbs down. It was those 80-year-old grannies, because we all know they're not going to actually, by the time they go to do their first show, they might, you know.
Just as long as it wasn't like that, you know, Battle of Bands that we went to see for Endsweet, and I got dragged around by that woman. Remember?
Yes.
She said, I was like, yeah, I do a radio show, blah, 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 this and that. And,
yep.
And I said, college radio, before I said that, and she friggin' dragged me to their, like, group and said, we're gonna get you this music so we can play it on the thing, blah. And I'm like, okay,
college. Well, that was the same woman that, you know, I was talking about football with you, and she's like, do you play football? Yeah. I want your autograph. And
yeah,
all
I know,
her friends
exactly.
were taking my autograph. She's like, oh, you're creepy.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna run away now. And her son was with that band where they had the cross-dressing dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
He was wearing spandex pants with, like, a thong.
Didn't they wind up winning the battle?
I'm talking about the three guys or something like that.
Oh, that was
the other
band.
The other one was the one that had that Asian girl that was wearing the Mexican mustache.
She was gorgeous.
She was gorgeous when she got the mustache off.
And I ran into her once on the train and we talked.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyways, back to the thing.
Let's move on to TV.
TV!
Who watches TV anymore?
There was something that caught my attention on movies.com when a review of a movie called A Town Called Panic showed up, and the review was called, and the review tagline was, A Stoner Comedy for Children.
What?
So that got me looking into the show, to the movie, and I found out it was a TV show to begin with. It aired in Belgium, but then it was dubbed in English by Aardman, who did Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run and all these great movies. And these are 5-minute shorts that follow the misadventures of, like, the townsfolk of Panic, but mostly focuses on cowboy, Indian, and horse.
Yeah, you know, that's as bad as it is because of the fact that they couldn't give them actual fucking names. They just say cowboy, Indian, and fucking horse.
Hey, we're all racist here, but let's not go fucking horses.
No!
Hey,
are you into, man?
I don't know, what are you into?
I believe that's a felony in the United States, man.
Most likely, yes.
Well, maybe not them, South.
Now, there were various premises to each of the episodes. There was one where the Indian and cowboy are trying to eat cake late at night, and the horse just kicks the crap out of them.
Well, I think we should preface this with a quick description. A horse, out of these particular three that we're talking about, horse is the father figure, and Indian and cowboy are very much like siblings.
Right.
Horse makes this giant cake, and puts it in the refrigerator and says, okay, you boys, time for bed, we'll eat this in the morning. So, being the mischievous little children that they are, cowboy and Indian are constantly trying to get the cake while getting the other one in trouble so that the other one doesn't get the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a bear involved. The bear steals the cake and he throws it at the...
Well, if you watch earlier episodes, they pissed off that bear pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, they all got what they deserved.
Yeah. My favorite one has to be where a cowboy accidentally eats a piece of an asteroid and keeps turning it to different creatures.
Cow Hulk! Oh, mine has to be the kidnapped donkey one. That made absolutely no freaking sense.
That was hilarious.
I watched one of the episodes and it had to deal with, you know, the birthday, you know, the cowboy.
Yeah.
No. Indian treasure or something like that.
Indian treasure.
And he falls the fucking line
backwards.
And he falls it backwards, of course, because he pisses off the animals, and the animals play a trick on him. And then he finally gets back to the bed, and he goes, "Oh, dear!" And he goes and lifts up his bed, and right there and then, it's, you know, it's a fucking birthday party. And I was just like, "Why? Why fucking me? You know, thanks for causing me the fucking aneurysm because of the fact that I sat through something so fucking moronic."
Yeah.
I just couldn't bear it, I just couldn't watch anything else. I couldn't give them the satisfaction of the
doubt. It's crazy you guys...
I'm giving them a view on the other videos. I couldn't.
It's
crazy you guys say that because critics love this show. They love this movie.
No,
New York Times gave it 4 stars.
They you know what? You know what they're doing? Is they're lining up some fucking coke every time they watch a fucking video. That's what they're doing, just because it makes it funnier.
Well, it's funnier without it. I was laughing my ass off at the Fox Hunt episode.
It's moronic humor.
Yeah.
It's, if you're in the mood for it, this is the funniest thing ever. I was watching it, and I was laughing, and then something was going on, and I came back to it, and I actually got really annoyed at the sheer stupidity. And then I watched that same episode again later at work, and I was laughing. Yeah. It's,
you need to be in the mood to watch it.
This is Robot Chicken minus the upper cranial humor.
Yeah.
This is very base, you're laughing because everyone's a freaking moron.
I have to say, at least, this is why society's falling.
Yes.
Yeah,
uphill. They're falling uphill.
they're falling up the stairs.
Yes.
So we're blaming Belgium.
Yes.
Yes.
No, we're blaming Belgium for pointing it out to us.
Yes.
So we now have to accept it.
My favorite episode was none, because I wasn't dumb enough to watch it.
No, where'd you forgot?
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, I know. Tater.
Your computer sucks.
Tater Tot actually watched one episode, and then a second one just so that she could say she watched two. Uh-huh. Her review's not particularly flattering, so let's be glad she's not here this week. she agrees with the "it's stupid and not funny" review, and I'm going to have to give this one no thumbs anything. I mean, if you're in the mood, this is... This is like a one thumbs up.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're not in the mood, it's two thumbs down. You know, I mean, I've both laughed at it and wanted to... And abruptly ended it because...
Right.
Oh my god, we've got stupidity going on. It's distracting.
Sorry!
Yes.
We have a thumb war minus the thumbs. We'll let you figure that one out.
I won.
You know, I'm going to have to give it... I'm going to have to give a very neutral vote on this one.
Okay. I give it a thumbs up. I was laughing. But like you said, you have to be in the mood to watch it. You need to just... Yeah. Just... It's like Jackass, really.
Whoa.
No, that's...
Jackass is never good.
Hey, Jackass has a midget. Who doesn't find a midget running into a shopping carriage funny?
Okay. That particular one was funny. Jackass as a whole gets two thumbs up.
Come on, the Broadway musical number at the end of Jackass number 2.
Oh, no.
I give it a thumbs up and a middle fuck finger.
You realize you have a thumb down and a middle finger up.
I know. You said I give it a thumbs up. You said I give it a thumbs up with a middle finger and a thumb pointed down.
Yeah, this is the concept is that if I have my middle finger like this, then I'm going to have to ask you, can you hear this? And then if you say no, then I will turn it up and give you the middle finger.
No, we're talking about the thumb.
No, fuck
your
that.
Your thumb was pointed down. You said you gave it a thumb up.
Yes, you said I gave it a thumbs up. you just gave a Pound Called Panic a thumbs up and the middle finger. You idiot.
See, it made me dumber. Fuck this shit.
All right,
we gotta move on.
Let's talk about some video games. We got a shitload of video games.
No, I'm kidding.
Let's talk about Rabbids Go Home.
All right, there were a bunch of rabbits. They went home. There we go.
No,
Raymond shot him in the process.
Raymond
is not even in this fucking thing.
I don't know.
They kicked him out. They said, Raymond, you're fired. We want the rabbits. What do you think, rabbits?
Yeah, they're fucking crazy. I love the little fact that, you know, that they have the whole, like, band. And,
yeah,
like, the band.
I mean, band.
It kind of gets annoying once in a while because the fact is, like, after everything is, you know, you finish each mission,
mm-hmm.
you'll break through a wall and there they are playing the fucking music. And then you throw everything down a toilet and then you go with them and they're fucking riding on a bed with all the shit that they just collected. Mm-hmm. And they're like, the fucking music's playing.
But it's like, if you had, like, a talk show, that would be, like, the type of goofy music you'd like to have playing while you're walking to the desk.
Yeah. The main thing that I have to say is that I think the one that you'll lose a lot of time on is sucking them into your controller and just fucking bouncing around and stuff
hilarious.
Like that. Because what it does is it gives you like a picture of the inside of your controller, right? And then it has the rabbit in there. and you could take and bounce him up around and everything like that, press buttons, do all this other stuff to get his, you know, thing, and then beat the crap out of him, and then he'll come back for more. He'll be like, huh, and then you could go and kind of distort his fate.
Yeah.
You could put his ear on the back of his head, you could bulge up his eyes, make one eye smaller, make him look just fucking
see the design
absolutely fucked up.
You should see the design I did. I blew up the guy, I blew up the eyes and the ears, and I made him look like this weird fucked up alien creature.
Well, one of them looked like a superhero.
Yeah.
One looked like a fucking rag doll. I don't know. It was really just fucking creepy. But yeah, they definitely did a really good job on this, and I have to say, two thumbs way up.
Yep. Well, for those... Well, we did go to the Primer's Mansion. You used a shopping cart pushed by two rabbits to collect as much shit as possible to pile it up to the moon. And that's where the rabbits think they live, the moon. But no, it's because they like shiny things.
No, well, it's more or less because of the fact is when you see why the reason why they want to go to the moon, it's because all the rabbits are laying on top of light bulb, you know, kind of like the outside in the park ones, the ones that are rounded off and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally look up and they see the moon and they're like, perfect place to live. And, you know, that shows a little, you know, cartoon creation of, like, them, you know, building up the stuff to go and live there. And definitely, it has a lot of levels to it. It's basically nonstop. It's, yep. It's great.
I finished the second section. I'm into the third section. And the third section is where it gets a lot more challenging. You have to, like, it's some levels actually take place almost entirely in the dark.
Oh, no shit.
And so you gotta, like, get some, like, the nuclear waste.
So you can see what's going on. No, that's
so it gets challenging.
That's impressive. Yeah, so on to the next part.
Pure.
Pure. No,
puree?
Not puree. Not puree. No, this is pure.
It's an ATV game.
I know this is a 2008 game, and I'm just finishing up on the article and everything like that. And
it only took them from 2008 to 2010.
No, it only took me the concept of buying the fucking game now because of the fact that I got it for like under $10. Also,
it took you 2 years.
It came with Lego Batman.
We'll talk about that
in a second.
I could get a lap dance for under $10 instead of a video game.
Because you like Blue Ball Syndrome. But anyway.
This is more interactive. Moving on.
Yes.
Not if you get the right one.
We're not talking about your exes here.
So with this whole setup for the ATV game, I have to say it's one of the best graphically designed games. I feel that it has actual characteristics to everything that they've put, even in the landscape. The landscape has a lot of characteristic, and the game is getting more intense as you go into it. It's really impressive. I feel like they did a fucking just amazing job.
And
this is from Disney Interactive Studios.
Yeah, I was telling my friends about this, and he was like, I didn't know Disney made that game.
Yeah, and the other thing is this Black Rock Studios, they are very impressive and everything like that. They've done a lot of good stuff, and I have to say that the game that I'm looking forward to is Split Second from them.
Yeah.
And when I go and put up the article, you will be able to see the video that has Split Second on it and everything like that.
Right.
It's another one of those race car games, and it has a setup where you can actually do the whole, you know, you could call ahead and do certain things that will mess up the other guys driving, like, you know, water pipe things.
Oh, hell, that even game.
Yeah,
yes.
Even
blowing up a building,
or even having a plane land down on the fucking on the yacht.
Nice.
Oh, man, it's really fucking crazy. But with the graphics that they did on this and how you do the tricks and everything like that,
and granted, it'll take you some time to do the tricks because I kept fucking crashing.
Well, let's just put it this way:
that happens in racing.
If you're used to the ATV games, even especially if you played them on the PS2 or something like that. Yeah, you could get easily used to this because of the fact is, you know, it's the usual setup where you come up to the jump, you preload your shock, and then you click back the stick and you're flying up in the air really high. That's the beauty of how these games are. That and when I did the review for ATV, you know, I mean MX versus ATV Reflex, that's the thing that I was having an issue with was there were so many fucking controls to do in order to get me up in the air.
Right.
And then along with that, I couldn't do anything else because of the fact that I was too much. There was too much time wasted on getting the motherfucker up in the air to go, oh fuck, I forgot how to do a trick.
Yeah.
This
Whereas,
one is
it's like, okay,
nice and simple.
You can start with B, okay, now you can go up to A, and
well,
then
no,
you go
no,
up
actually,
to Y.
Actually, it goes the other way. It goes A, and then when you build up in the meter, it goes B, and then Y, and then it goes through that, and then you can do these special tricks that are fucking impossible.
It's kind of like SSX Tricky on
fucking roids. But what I have to say is two thumbs straight the fuck up, because it's just that good of a fucking game.
Same here.
Yeah.
Now, on to Lego Batman.
Lego Batman.
Basically, what you gotta do is you gotta find all the villains. We found out this has the most supervillains in any Batman game ever.
Yes, 2009 Guinness Book of World Records says that because we were looking at it at Best Buy today.
Correct. And basically, you gotta build like some of the weapons with the Legos and whatnot. And
yeah, it's definitely how. Usually, I would suggest to maybe go onto YouTube and get a walkthrough of it because it definitely helped.
Yeah,
it definitely helped us out. I mean, I know this is like a kid's game, but you know, basically this is what I got. I got a 2-for-1 deal out of this. I paid like the $8 or something like that for the game, and it was both in the packaging. Usually these are one of those games that come with the Xbox when you buy it, I guess.
Yeah.
So it was that kind of thing where I got it for that cheap. So, but it was a pretty sweet deal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Lego Batman. There's no talking. It's like
it's a Lego.
Yeah, it's kind of like you know, kind of like it's kind of like the Sims, how but they don't have the symbols fucking over their heads going like, you know, basketball, baseball. Yeah. Wait, what the fuck does that have to do with what you're interacting
with?
He
wants to play basketball with your skull. Yeah, get over it. And he brought a baseball bat just in case.
But it also is pretty funny when you're beating the crap out of the henchmen and they explode into like their pieces and you're like, wait, does that mean he's dead or can you put piece him out together and he's good?
No, only the necromancers can do that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it is a pretty cute game, but between you and me, I'd rather be playing Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, basically, I would definitely like to be trying out that better than the Lego system, because it's not, it really isn't worth my time with a Lego setup.
But I'll give it a thumbs up, because it is creative, and it's pretty cute, it's pretty funny, too.
Lego's usually hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got to try out a Wii game called SSX Blur.
Yes, SSX Blur, seeing that we mentioned it a little while ago. Mm-hmm. I have to say that this is pretty cool. A lot of the characters, you know, face and bodies have changed because of the fact that, you know, this is Wii and the graphics aren't as great. But if you played SSX, it's been on, I believe, just PS2 more or less. Because they haven't really put it up forward. They haven't brought it out. But those are one of the games that I remember back in the day where it was like you'd had cool borders, 1 through 3 or something like that. You had Jet Moto, then you had SSX, then you had, you know, all that other fun stuff. And I like this whole setup because you're able to actually not just do snowboarding, you're able to do skiing too. So it kind of gave me like a double effect to the game. I'm not sure if it's Wii Fit compatible, but it would be interesting if it was. I have to say that this game, I do give it 2 thumbs up. The graphics are actually pretty fucking good, considering.
Yeah.
And learning how to do the tricks is a little, a little bit of a tricky setup, but when you go and do that whole thing, it's, you know, you'll be amazed at what you can do with the characters.
Yeah.
Quick thing, going back to Pure just for a second, the beauty of it, also that I mentioned in the article, is that you don't just, you know, to pick an ATV and race it, you actually go and build the fucking thing from the ground up. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's the sweeter deal. But back to the SSX, sweet deal. I wish that they would be coming out with more, but I don't know if it's as popular as I thought it was.
It is pretty popular. I can double check and see if they are making another one.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely would like to see them put out another one. It would be wicked cool to do that whole setup.
Then you tried out Dark Void.
Oh, right, Dark Void. Fuck, man, there's so many video games. Dark Void demo was wicked short because I was having fun flying around. This was basically like doing like, what the fuck was that movie back in the day?
Rocketeer.
Rocketeer, thank you. Do you remember that movie, The Rocketeer?
Oh, man, I love that movie.
Well,
had the suit on?
Yeah, it kind of had that whole setup where, like, The Rocketeer. How it's kind of like the 1950s setup where they had that look to it too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the fuck, like, he had his like sidekick character and he didn't have a shirt on and it was kind of like disgusting at the same time. We're like, oh, cartoon man boobies, not cool.
I watched you play it and it was kind of
creepy. I was kind of like, what the fuck? But you know, he's kind of like your sidekick telling you what the fuck's going on.
Well, he was a fat guy. And he had bigger boobs than Pam Anderson.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So anyways, but when you start to learn how to fly and everything like that, it's pretty cool. Then you kind of take on these, like, weird alien creatures. I don't know. They were kind of like I can't remember. There was that, you know, the cartoon-based movie that had Matt Damon. AI, no. It was something about... Anyways, they looked a lot like those characters where they were blue glowing and everything like that, and they were alien, and they definitely had, like, a whole setup where, you know, they had these plasma guns, and I stole a couple from them, and I had some fun. But yeah, definitely, it is a very interesting game. It kind of felt like it had a kind of a push button set up onto it, because you could hang on to the alien ships, and then you'd have to press a certain button and move around to rip off the control panels just to get into the ship so you could fly it yourself. But yeah, I definitely look forward to this game coming out, and hopefully I can actually get the actual game so I can actually play it and then give an actual full review.
Right.
But I give it, you know, 2 thumbs up as so far, but I wish the demo could have been a little bit longer.
I do agree, because I watched you playing that demo, and it was kind of awesome. It made me want to play.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, you have a video game review too, Anvil.
Yeah.
Afraid.
I'm going to make this quick. I played Rogue Warrior.
What's his name?
Game ever. I'm going to break it down like this. I told these guys, you know what I'm going to say, but it's so funny to hear again. You guys remember Metal Gear Solid?
Yes.
Great game. Well, picture...
Great fucking game!
Picture Metal Gear Solid being made by your great uncle after taking a 2-hour introduction to programming class. That's how bad it was.
And how did they get... What doesn't... Oh, the guy from The Wrestler, Sin City...
That was Mickey Rourke.
How did they get Mickey Rourke into this fucking game then?
Mickey Rourke needs money. He's getting up there. And, this game was so bad, it's not even worth making a bad Sarah Palin joke about the title.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
But that's all I gotta say. 2 thumbs down.
That's putting it nicely.
Yes. 2 thumbs down, then I take the game, throw it in the toilet, and drop a giant, steamy, like, post-chili party...
Fiery shit, yeah.
Just drop it straight on. Yeah. That's it. I'm done with it.
The Armageddon of this game.
Let's move on to something I hope is a bit happier in that case.
Sports!
Well, there is a couple of things that, you know, we would like to fucking take on, but go ahead, Anvil.
I think a certain Celtics game.
Alright, I'm fine. Looks like I'm starting with the Celtics. Thank you. Celtics lost last night.
Motherfucker.
It's alright. I'm not worried. We're still in second place in the Eastern Conference. Same amount of losses as the Orlando Magic, because they lost last night. They just played a few more games than us. I'm not worried at all. You know, Paul Pierce is back. Kevin Garnett should be back soon. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm moved past that already.
Should be fine when the playoffs come up. Whatever the fuck that is.
I just don't care. I'm moving past it because the Celtics will be fine. Hockey, Bruins lost the other night 5-2.
The Blackhawks, dude, I saw this guy and them all. I went, grrr, and he went, oh.
I was on the train heading to work with about 50 other Bruins fans, and then there's two guys wearing the Blackhawks. I'm, yeah, we won!
do you want to die?
I don't recall them ever getting off the train.
I don't think you would have let them. Where do you think you're going?
I saw a duffel bag in the corner making some noise, though.
Oh, okay.
So I kicked it.
The third fan.
No. After the two of them disappeared.
Oh.
So I kicked the bag to shut it up.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. It was okay. They play again today at 1 o'clock. I'm hoping that they win. Let's see what happens. Red Sox news. We signed a new third baseman, Adrian Beltre, from the Seattle Mariners. Good defensive third baseman. He's in the hitter's park, so I'm hoping his numbers go up. And we also made another trade. We traded with Seattle again. We got rid of Casey Kochman, I'm sorry.
Kochman.
And we got Billy Hall, who's an infielder, outfielder. He's more versatile than Kochman. Mm-hmm. Again, for defensive purposes.
So, wait, which guy was the one that... Somebody was referring him to Roberto Clemente or something like that. I was like, this is really
fucked
up. That
was Adrian Beltre.
I was like, that's fucked up, man. You mean he's going to be, like, flying over the fucking team?
Hey, dude, no, don't bring it. But actually, our trade was really good because we got, you know, Billy Hall... We got rid of Casey Kochman because we don't need another first baseman. Plus, a player to be named later.
Oh, great. Not this shit again.
I heard it was going to be Ken Griffey Jr. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no fucking way. I could not. I don't know. I
would go crazy if that happened.
I think I would just... Yeah, I'd be in the nut holes.
Okay.
Hard. That's all I can say.
Now, today starts the playoffs. There are 2 games today. Today is Cincy and the Jets. And then there is also the Eagles-Cowboys game.
Mm-hmm. Goody and the Jets. No.
And then tomorrow, is our New England Patriots versus the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens. I keep on doing that today.
What do you think about this upcoming game?
We're winning.
We're going to win, you think?
We're undefeated at home this year. Julian Edelman is really good at what he does.
What the fuck was up with this Purple Friday shit? I don't fucking like it.
What?
I don't know. There was a whole, like, I don't know if it was
breast cancer awareness.
Oh,
no. It's supposed to be, like, pink or something.
No, what it is there was a thing going around that, you know, you say what color your bra is.
Oh, right. Whatever. Right.
Oh, and is that why everyone's Facebook status is
like
color?
A color? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Why don't they actually show the color?
You know, I have, you know, a couple of the female friends I know that's like, you know, magenta with, you know, roses. I saw a certain friend's mom.
Oh, man.
I was contemplating
Angela posted her color.
Yeah. Oh! And a friend of ours posted their color this morning.
Who?
Sile.
Oh, Sile.
Purple.
It took so long.
Purple. Actually, she's been doing it every day.
Yeah.
And our friend Pink Taco said scarlet.
Really? That's impressive.
And then I had a friend actually write the word nude. And she's like, I mean, beige nude, not. I'm like, ooh, boobies! Aw. Okay, but let's go to the sports.
Should have been commando. No,
you know, I heard for prostate, you know, they're going to actually have the guys do it. I'm just going to write nothing. See how many responses I get. But, all right, let's go to the sports real quick because we're running very low on time.
Oh, yes.
As of right now, the Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao fight is off.
Yeah.
Because Pacquiao's a little cocksucking bitch and afraid. That's right. He's afraid. He's a druggie.
Chicken shit.
Come on, sue me like you're suing them. Let's go. Bring it, bitch.
Let's not risk that.
No, he's like, so I can clear my name. Hey, he wants you to take a blood test to prove that you're not on drugs for the fight? Do it.
If you're not on drugs, what's there to hide?
If
you resist, you look guilty.
He's a fighter. He's afraid of needles.
Excuse me. Oh, there was toothpaste in there.
Yeah, okay.
He's a fighter who says that he's afraid of needles. It's like, dude, you get your face pounded in.
Hey.
Shut up.
As a fellow nidophobe.
Yeah, but he's done it before.
Yeah.
So the Pats going to win. This is my predictions for the next four games. Jets are winning. Pats are winning. Eagles are winning. Sorry, dude. Don't give me that look. They're beating your Cowboys.
Motherfucker.
And the fourth game?
I'm taking Arizona over Green Bay. All
right.
That's my pick for the weekend.
I know. If the Cowboys win, I'm going to be like, ha ha, fuck you.
Go screw a goat.
No.
Now there's only one little piece that I do have to put out there.
We have to fucking rip on this guy. Come on, please tell me we're ripping on the
Not
guy.
Not yet.
God damn it.
One more thing out.
Okay, fine.
We have time.
We're good.
This week, the New York Jets suffered a loss, technically.
Douchebags.
The owner's daughter, Casey Johnson, died. At 30 years old.
Oh, jeez.
Crack whore.
Yeah.
Crack whore. She was allegedly engaged to Tila Tequila. Who was allegedly smacked around by Sean Merriman. Now, I'm sorry. In this comparison, our buddy Shades is about 100 pounds soaking wet. And I'm about 300. I'm Sean Merriman. That's Tila Tequila.
Oh,
I'm going to leave more than, you know, nothing. I mean, she didn't even have a mark on her. So to accuse him of, you know, beating her up. The guy destroys people for a living. You know, it's bullshit. So, I mean, they're all allegedly engaged. She's dead, 30 years old. I saw a couple pictures of them coming out of a club. If I had seen the two of them walking on the street, I would offer them 50 cents for the pair.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, they look like shit.
Wait, why would you offer them that much money? I've seen pictures of Tila Tequila.
I don't know, she's hot. Well, when she's dressed up, she's actually hot.
Yeah.
And when she's trying hard, she is hot, though. And then let's go to the thing that Blue wants to rip on.
Yeah.
The NBA and the Washington Wizards suspended... without pay, Gilbert Arenas for an incident that between him and another gentleman involving bringing guns to the locker room.
Four fucking guns.
Between two guys. But only he got suspended, which I find funny. Then they try to make light of it. And there's a picture of Gilbert Arenas in the middle of the group with his fingers acting like guns, and the guys were laughing. Every guy in that picture has been fined $10,000 by the team. So I find it absolutely hilarious.
Which is basically nothing.
Yeah, but it still shows. Because as a group, no, because all the money is supposed to be donated.
Yeah.
So there's like 10 guys in the group. That's 100K. I'm sorry. That means something to somebody.
I could pay my bills with that and then some.
But yeah, no, I mean to the player. The player's like, fuck it, 10 grand, there you go.
Yeah, but, you know,
but
it's still fine.
They still don't like paying money when they
and
don't have
do what it is, though? Gilbert Arenas, he made a bad decision, but it's not like he walked out somewhere with his gun. He was in his team's locker room. He was with his teammates. That means somebody had to walk out of there, even though they knew it was a joke, and tell somebody about this for it to become something.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing is that he brought a fucking gun to a locker room. Why the fuck do you need a gun in a locker room?
I would.
Is he Texan?
No. This is Washington. Fuck that. No.
Well, Washington
is actually pretty high.
Yeah, actually, doesn't Washington have one of the higher gun crime rates in the United States?
And then there was also another player that came out that they said that he actually loaded a clip, cocked one into the chamber. And he's like, no, I didn't do it. Well, somebody in that locker room told the police that you did it, too.
Yeah.
So I want to know who this rat in the locker room is. You know, why don't you be a man, step up and say, yeah, I'm the motherfucker that said it.
Because he's afraid of getting shot.
Well, somebody had to open that mouth.
Yeah.
So,
oh, definitely. Something's going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like that was a really fucking dumb move.
Oh, it was stupid.
This shit shouldn't have happened in the first place. And the fact that he did, you know, bad stuff. And this is the guy that you said last time that started fighting with the fucking people in the
press. Well, somebody threw a beer on him.
Somebody threw a beer.
Well, he was trying to get stretched out.
So what? I mean, you're supposed to be able to take shit like that. I don't care if you're, like, the highest paid motherfucker in the world. You're supposed to be able to take shit. You're going to be able to take shit from the fucking audience.
Yeah, but they've been taking it all game anyway, having stuff thrown at him, and finally he's laying there getting stretched out, and the dude throws a beer in his face.
Yeah.
I would have, you know, hit him too.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think we're done for the show.
Yeah, we're done.
Truthfully, he was stupid, but somebody had a snitch.
Okay.
But you know what? Let's take a fork in this. We're done.
All right. And remember, check out our website at bostonbashbrigade.com for news, reviews, and past podcast episodes. And hit us up on our email address at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com.
And we are on myspace.com as well. So myspace.com/bostonbashbrigade. Doesn't look like we're going to be able to get up a Facebook one because it keeps saying I can't put bastard because it's one of those edited words. But we'll fix that later.
I have to ask something. You keep saying that. We have the fan page.
Yeah,
so what are you talking
page,
about?
Yeah. You can't start a normal one.
Yeah.
Right, but are you talking about creating a group page or a profile page?
Profile page.
Like an actual profile page because you can't do a group.
Boston B Brigade.
Yeah. Well, we'll try.
Out of my shoulder. Or do an at sign instead of the A.
Yeah.
I mean, and a 3 instead of the E. It's, you know, there's
or
stuff
B,
you could
star,
do.
Star, 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 star brigade.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, there are censorship things you could do.
Right.
Shenanigans. Well,
oh.
But I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Come on. You can always hit us all up at our individual names at blueonic@bostonbastardbrigade.com, kingbabyduck, anvil, or myself, Black Flame.
Yay!
Yeah, I thought your phone was pink.
No!
I'm gonna have to shank a bitch.
Yes.
Yeah, don't make me choke a bitch. I'll snap your neck.
Now, after this episode is over, we're gonna have one of the songs in the High and Mighty Colors CD that we reviewed, Swamp Man, the song XYZ. And if you like this song, check it out on japanfiles.com. And take a listen. You can even sample the other songs too before you buy them.
One more thing. Jay Bezo actually was with us today, and he wasn't able to record the show because of robotics. Fucking robotics. But anyways, he said that the movie Daybreakers was pretty fucking good.
Okay,
he just didn't like the Buffy the Vampire bullshit.
And,
yeah.
Thank you for allowing me to finally do my part.
No, fuck your part. No.
Go check out, you know, our sisters over the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI. Show them some love. You know, without them,
we wouldn't be here.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, without our parents, we wouldn't be here.
Well, just fucking blame them.
Right. Yeah.
Remember, it's all our parents' fault. Whatever complaints you have.
Okay, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Blue Onyx. Shades Black Flame.
And Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
Oh, and one more thing. At the end, you're going to hear some screaming. Because today is King Baby Duck's 26th birthday, so I'm going to
25th.
I was making you older.
Fuck you.
Hey, I want to hit you more times.
Okay. We're going to go to Texas Roadhouse, and I know at least one thing's going to happen. Not going to happen. I'm not going to break the saddle like someone did on the
No, sorry. Too late. It's already still broken.
Oh. I'm going to tell the story. They forced me onto the saddle, and I kicked my foot down and broke it.
And you broke the peanut canister.
Yes. But, yes. Let's all circle him for the beatdown. All
right. Sign our bitches. We are
the Bastards.
Jeez.
Okay, and just like I promised in the episode itself, I'm going to be playing a song from the recent High and Mighty Color album, Swamp Man, and this is available on JapanFiles.com. If you like the song, go and purchase it, and even check out all the other songs from that album. So, again, this is High and Mighty Color with the song XYZ.
Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok.